by Penguin.
The Light Between Oceans by M.L. Stedman, read by Noah Taylor. Part 1. 27th of April, 1926. On the day of the miracle, Isabel was kneeling at the cliff's edge, tending the small newly made driftwood cross. A single fat cloud snailed across the late April sky, which stretched above the island in a mirror of the ocean below. Isabel sprinkled more water and patted down the soil around the rosemary bush she'd just planted. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," she whispered. For just a moment, her mind tricked her into hearing an infant's cry. She dismissed the illusion, her eye drawn instead by a pod of whales weaving their way up the coast to calve in the warmer waters, merging now and again with a fluke of their tails like needles through tapestry. She heard the cry again, louder this time on the early morning breeze. Impossible. From this side of the island there was only vastness all the way to Africa. Here, the Indian Ocean washed into the great Southern Ocean, and together they stretched like an edgeless carpet below the cliffs. On days like this it seemed so solid, she had the impression she could walk to Madagascar in a journey of blue upon blue. The other side of the island looked back, fretful, towards the Australian mainland, nearly 100 miles away. Not quite belonging to the land, yet not quite free of it. The highest of a string of undersea mountains that rose from the ocean floor like teeth along a jagged jawbone, waiting to devour any innocent ships in their final dash for harbour. As if to make amends, this island, Janus Rock, offered a lighthouse, its beam providing a mantle of safety for 30 miles. Each night the air sang with the steady hum of the lantern as it turned, 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 even-handed, not blaming the rocks, not fearing the waves, there for salvation if wanted. The crying persisted. The door of the lighthouse clanged in the distance, and Tom's tall frame appeared on the gallery as he scanned the island with binoculars.
"Izzy! Izzy!" he yelled. "A boat!"
and pointed to the cove.
"On the beach! A boat!"
He vanished and re-emerged a moment later at ground level.
"Looks like there's someone in it!" he shouted.
Isabel hurried as best she could to meet him, and he held her arm as they navigated the steep, well-worn path to the little beach.
"It's a boat, all right," Tom declared. "And oh, cripes! There's a bloke, but..."
The figure was motionless, flopped over the seat. Yet the cry still rang out. Tom rushed to the dinghy and tried to rouse the man before searching the space in the bow from where the sound came. He hoisted out a woolen bundle, a woman's soft lavender cardigan, wrapped around a tiny screaming infant.
"Bloody hell!" he exclaimed. "Bloody hell! Izzy, it's... a baby! Oh, my Lord above! Oh, Tom! Tom, here, give it to me!"
He handed her the bundle and tried again to revive the stranger. No pulse. He turned to Isabel, who was examining the diminutive creature.
"He's gone, Iz. The baby? It's all right by the looks, no cuts or bruises. It's so tiny," she said, then turning to the child as she cuddled it. "There, there. You're safe now, little one. You're safe, you beautiful thing."
Tom stood still, considering the man's body, clenching his eyes tight shut and opening them again to check he wasn't dreaming. The baby had stopped crying and was taking gobs of breath in Isabel's arms.
"Can't see any marks on the fellow, and he doesn't look diseased. He can't have been adrift long. You wouldn't credit it."
He paused. "You take the baby up to the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?